Luke was born in a big, bustling city. By the age of 10, he had grown accustomed to the busy streets and even busier people. He thrived in the fast-moving environment, where there seemed to be an adventure waiting for him around every corner. He cherished the quality time he spent doing things in the city with the people he loved. Sneaking out with his mother for a large slice of pizza at midnight, or hopping on the subway with his father to catch a ball game on a sunny Sunday afternoon. He loved all of the traditions and quirks of city life as much as a young boy can. He loved the yellow taxis and hot chocolate in cardboard cups. He loved waking up to the music of the traffic and watching the day go by with the lights and sounds. And what better way to wind down for the evening than to eat takeout from little cardboard containers while watching the city skyline transition from day to night. When Luke became a big brother to Lila, his first job was to read stories to her. The two of them would snuggle up in a cozy armchair by the big window in the living room. It gave them a wide open, front row view to the magical transformation of the city. Luke read all of Lila's favourite stories to her as the city lights shimmered to life every evening. Together, they watched as the neighbouring buildings were illuminated by the glow of thousands of windows. As airplanes twinkled and glided across the sky above, Luke and Lila would make a wish upon them, like they were shooting stars. Then he'd watch his sister drift off to sleep in the crook of his arm. His heart would melt with love for her as she laid in her soft, footy pajamas, cuddling a stuffed animal. He loved all of those nights, reading to her and watching the pacifier in her mouth wiggle less and less as the story neared its conclusion. Until, at last, she was sound asleep. Now, though, Luke's parents wanted to move out of the city and enjoy a quieter, more laid-back life in the countryside. Luke felt apprehensive about the changes to come. City life was all he had ever known. Did the move mean that those years of wonderful memories were all in the past now? Luke questioned how his new life could measure up to the life that he had here. What would summers be like without the ball games and midnight pizza? Although he wondered about it, he tried his best to keep a hopeful spirit. His parents promised him and Lila that their new house would be the most incredible place they had ever seen. But Luke's heart was still reluctant as they drove out of the city and toward the vast and unknown countryside.